This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ plus radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A northern New South Wales man faced court last week after threatening to kill Q&A staff over the show's support and the ABC's coverage of the LGBT community. David William Wanacott pleaded guilty to making the threats in Tweed Heads local court. Wanacott's lawyer said in a submission to the court that the LGBT community went against his religious beliefs. However, Magistrate Dunlevy dismissed the defendant's religious beliefs as irrelevant to the case. A dazzling display of pride and self-expression will again take over the Sydney Cricket Ground with the world-famous Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade on Saturday the 5th of March next year. Promising to be bigger and better than ever, next year's Mardi Gras Festival's theme will be United We Shine and will feature a packed program of theatre, visual arts, parties and more to be announced. Both a powerful protest and a glittering celebration, the parade brings together LGBTIQ people from around the world to share their passion, champion equal rights and show their pride. The ACT has officially criminalised stealthing, the non-consensual removal of a condom during sex, during its last sitting week. The passage of the legislation makes the ACT the first Australian jurisdiction to explicitly outlaw non-consensual condom removal during sex. A 2018 Monash University survey of patients who attended Melbourne Sexual Health Centre found that 1 in 3 women and 1 in 5 men who had had sex with men had experienced stealthing. A new report has revealed that locations across Victoria remain unsafe for women and gender-diverse people. A collaboration between Monash University's XYX Lab and digital consultancy Crowdspot, the Your Ground Victoria report highlights the importance of lighting and green space, as well as the challenges of public transport and streetscapes. Parks and other green spaces, such as trails and benches, were identified as major locations for exercise and leisure. All were considered safer places for these than streets, where 92% of pins placed were deemed unsafe places by both women and gender-diverse people. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has said that he would work to support the LGBTIQ community and to ensure that they are not discriminated against in the state. This is the first time since he took over as the state's Premier 2 weeks ago that Perrottet, who has in the past opposed same-sex marriage and the use of gender-neutral pronouns, has committed to protecting the LGBTIQ community from discrimination. Perrottet made the statement in the New South Wales Parliament earlier this week in response to a question asked by out Sydney MP Alex Greenwich. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Diver Tom Daly says he avoided a Russian competition after coming out because he was afraid of kidnap and torture. In his new memoir, Coming Up for Air, Daly says he backed down from the 2014 event because he was nervous about the reaction to him coming out publicly a year earlier. The Texas House of Representatives has passed a bill barring trans students in public schools from participating on sports teams in line with their gender identity. The House Bill 25 passed by a vote of 76-54 and now goes to the state Senate. The bill has failed to pass the House 3 times already but has passed the Senate easily each time and is expected to do so again when signed into law by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. WWE referee Sean Bennett has celebrated National Coming Out Day by coming out as gay. Bennett, who currently referees on WWE's Raw program, opened up on social media about being terrified that people would discover his sexuality and living openly as his authentic self in the pro wrestling world. Bennett says he realized in his early 20s that coming out was the only way he could live a happy life. And finally, Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden has resigned after emails emerged where he used homophobic, misogynistic and racist language. From 2011 to 2018, when Gruden was working as an ESPN commentator, he called NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell a faggot in an email and also criticised him for pressuring the St. Louis Rams to hire queers when they drafted openly gay player Michael Sam in 2014. Newly out Raiders player Carl Nassib has taken a day's leave following the coach's exit.
Thanks, Tanya. That was making news in the LGBTI community this week. The Q&N team will be back here next week. Or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.